This program may contain materials not suitable for smarter audiences. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to Growing Up Optional,
the podcast for kids who think beyond their years.
And for grown-ups who still refuse to act their age.
We are your hosts.
My name is Brian.
And my name is Jenny.
We are recording right now in an undisclosed location in the Philippines, where the separation of church and state is inseparable.
And we take you to the streets too. Today is October 25 in the year of your Lord 2015.
And this is episode 3.
Alright, episode 3. So we apologize for not having an episode last week because of the typhoon.
The typhoon.
So it wasn't exactly podcast weather. So the wind was really howling and we were just more concerned about keeping safe and keeping dry. So
yeah.
So it's going to be a great show.
What's going on inside Brian and Jenny's head? Brain matter.
So welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, so our topic today is religion, particularly non-belief.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about people who do not believe in the existence of a God, and they are called
atheists. Yeah.
People who also listen to 80s music are also called
atheists. Anyways, we were actually contemplating on whether we should do this for an episode, or episode one,
Yeah, but we figured we don't want to scare people off because, you know, well, the Philippines is primarily a very, you know, religious country, right? You want to give them a bit of trivia about the religion, the main religions here in the Philippines.
Yeah, actually, the Philippines proudly boasts to be the only Christian nation in Asia, and more than 86% of the population is Roman Catholic. 6% belong to various nationalized Christian cults, and another 2% belong to well over 100 Protestant denominations.
Yeah, so majority of the population are, you know, Christians, particularly Roman Catholic. You also have 10% of Muslims, and then the remaining 5% are other religions, like, you know, your Buddhist, your Taoist, you know, and, you know, the Chinese and the other indigenous beliefs.
Yeah. So our main topic today is breaking the atheist stereotype.
Yeah. Or the misconceptions about atheists.
A little backstory. Did you know that Jenny is a proud atheist?
Yeah.
But how did you become an atheist?
I was actually born into a Protestant family. After high school, I did study in a seminary for 2 years with the sincere intent of wanting to become a pastor. But then, you know, 2 years into the seminary, I started asking questions, and it just didn't make a lot of sense for me, like particularly salvation, the process of salvation, who gets to be saved. I couldn't coincide, you know, just believing things on faith, you know, things like that. It's a good George Michael song, but you know, it just didn't make sense to me. So I started reading books, I started researching in the internet, and I started to reach out to other atheists. So I think that's basically it in a nutshell. I made a blog about it, so to document my journey into to disbelief, yeah. So that's me in a nutshell.
No, this is me
in a nutshell. Yeah.
How did I get in a nutshell?
That's an Austin Powers reference there for you guys. So anyway, there. So how about you, Brian? What do you believe in?
I'm actually an atheist also.
Okay. So, but have you always been an atheist?
No. I think that I became an atheist a little while after my dad became one, because when he became an atheist, he shared his opinion with me, the things that he learned, like, you know.
But did he force you into like believing that?
He gave me his opinion and asked my thoughts, like, you know, my opinion on it, but then still some of it also started not to make sense.
Yeah. So to help break the stereotype against atheists or the misconceptions, we've
compiled a list of the frequently asked questions from our experiences.
So the first one is that when they find out that you're an atheist, they say, oh, so you're an atheist, you don't believe in anything.
Yeah, we get asked that question a lot.
Do you get asked that question?
Yeah,
a lot?
By my classmates mostly.
Yeah, so it's not that we don't believe in anything. We believe in a lot of things. We believe in
love.
We believe in love. We believe in the goodness of people. We give it. We believe in giving. We believe in caring, you know, doing good for people. But we don't need a God for that.
Yeah.
Last year, during Christmas, people were saying, oh, Jenny, we didn't bother giving you a gift this Christmas.
Why not?
Yeah, and I'm like, why not? Oh, because you don't believe in Christmas.
So?
But, you know, I believe that Christmas became a secular holiday, meaning it's no longer about the birth of of Christ. You know, I mean, for most people, if you ask the common person, what's Christmas all about? They'll say, oh, it's about
getting gifts.
It's about getting gifts. And I believe in gifts because gifts exist.
Yeah.
So there. So that's the first one. We believe in a lot of things. We don't believe in nothing.
Yeah.
So the second one is that, you know, I get that question. So, you know, if you don't believe in God, you know, tell me this wise guy, you know, where did we all come from? Where did the universe come from? If God didn't make it. So I get asked that question a whole lot as well. So I tell them, as opposed to a talking snake, as opposed to coming from dust, I tell them that, you know, I believe in evolution. I believe in science. And I'm comfortable with the fact that if they ask me, you know, where did the universe come from? I'm comfortable in saying that I don't know. I don't exactly know yet. And I'm fine with that rather than saying that God did it or, you know, the Bible. I think that science makes more sense to me than us, you know, coming that the entire universe was created in 7 days, that there was a talking snake, and that, you know, there was an Adam and an Eve, and it became from dust.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm more comfortable with that.
Right? Eve came from Adam's rib.
Yeah.
Why can't you just make another one from dust instead of taking my rib?
Yeah, that's true. And this is another thing, you know, another misconception. So people say, oh, so you're an atheist. You must be a devil worshiper. You must be a Satanist. They get asked that question.
My seatmate asked me that question. It's like, so you don't believe in God. So do you believe in Satan? I'm like, no, I don't believe in Satan.
They're like the same thing. Like, a funny story. So I was with Brian last night, and we were like listening to this show.
Yeah,
it's like a death metal show.
Yeah, just like, randomly, and then
I think it was in the station. What was the station? Jam 88.3. And then the title of the show was Balian ng Leeg.
Yeah.
For the non Filipino speaking listeners, Balian ng Leeg means
the breaking of necks.
The breaking of necks. Yeah, it's like when you headbang. Yeah. So funny thing there is that we were listening to this like really evil sounding band. Do you remember the band was
Beyond Creation,
and what was the other one?
Brain Drill.
Yeah. That was just so funny. It was so evil sounding, you know, like
but it sounded so cool.
And it was, sounded like random ingredients.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
To all beef patty, special sauce, and cheese, pickles, onions, and sesame seed. Yeah, and then you said like what?
I thought the other one. He was saying Cocondel Golden Brown.
Cocondel Golden Brown.
Saute the onions.
Yeah. So yeah, we like listening to that stuff, but you know, it really doesn't help, you know.
Yeah.
breaking the stereotype.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're not Satanists, although we do listen to like really cool, you know,
Satan music.
not Satan music, like death metal. We listen to death metal.
We're not Satanists, though.
You know, we're not Satanists, yeah. But we just, you know, we like the music. Brian here is a drummer, so he appreciates a double pedal.
Yeah, so Jenny also is a guitarist. So.
Yeah. So anyway, there. So we don't believe in Satan, we don't believe in the devil, and we don't also believe in ghosts. Yeah, right. Right? Not when it's dark. Okay, so another thing is that, okay, so if you don't believe in God, so what's keeping you from stealing and killing people?
Common sense.
Because it's bad. So you don't need a God to not kill people and to not steal. Duh. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the question I do get asked a lot. So because my wife is also still a theist, or is a theist. So my wife is a theist.
Still a theist.
Yeah. So my wife.
It's all part of a plan.
It's all part of a plan. It won't be long now. No, I'm kidding. So she can believe in whatever she wants. So basically, my wife is a theist, and people who know this, they ask me. So how do you raise your child? And I tell them very expensively. that's how she's being raised, very expensively. No, I'm kidding. I teach my daughter. I have a daughter as well, Brian. So I have a daughter. Beautiful. Oh, she's all right.
I've seen her.
So my wife is actually a theist. Mm. Okay. So what I do right now is that I don't teach my daughter atheism, but instead I try to teach her critical thinking. So mm-hmm. she. To be a free thinker,
yeah.
And I teach her humanism, and I think that's the big difference between an atheist or a free thinking parent versus a theist. You know, I am fine, you know, that my daughter picks up books about other religions so that, you know, she gets to compare. Yeah. And tries to make sense of the other beliefs. There's actually a pending invite. You know, I have an office mate who says, yeah. you know, do you want to? Because I haven't like really closed the door. I tell people I haven't really closed the door on God yet. So I could be wrong. So mm-hmm. you know, the reason why I tell people I'm an atheist is because I want to be proven wrong as well. So they invite me to their churches, and I said, yeah, I'll bring my daughter. So I mean, I'm totally
can I
cool.
tag along?
Yeah. You? Yeah. Yeah, sure, yeah. So there. So that's one of the things as well. Parenting. I get asked that a lot. You know, how do I raise my child? Another question is that, are you absolutely certain that there is no God? And I tell them,
No.
I mean, I'm not sure that there's a God. That's the reason why I tell people and hope that, you know, we get, not really to debate with people, but to
understand
get,
each other.
Yeah,
more.
To get an understanding, because all my life, you know, I thought that there was a God, and now, you know, I'm in the process still of trying to figure out why I think there is a God. There is no God. So I'm in the process of trying to understand why there is no God. So I'm trying to make sense of the universe. I'm trying to make sense of everything. So I'm not absolutely certain. So basically, with the evidence that I have at the moment, my current stand is that I don't think there is a God. But with the evidence that I have, this is where I stand at the moment. So what other questions do you get asked?
Like what happens when you die? Yeah.
Yeah, I get asked that question as well. So what happens when you die? How about you? How do you answer that question?
Like, my dad told me this before I asked him, because before I started becoming more open to his atheism, I asked him, so what happens? Are we going to heaven or hell? Where are you going? And he said, what does it feel like then? Because, you know, so he told me, how did it feel like before you were born? So I'm like, huh, good point.
So how did it feel like before you were born? So that's exactly how it probably feels when you die. So yeah, I don't believe in a heaven or a hell. I don't believe that it's a reward system. Mm-hmm. You know, that if you do good, you go to heaven. So I do good, not because I want to go to heaven, but because I think it's the right thing to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think if there's one thing that probably changed when I became an atheist, is that I look at life very differently right now. You only get to live once.
YOLO.
You only live once, baby.
YOLO.
So I only have this one chance at life, and I want to make the best out of it. Mm-hmm. So I want to try a lot of things. You know, I want to maximize it because there is no afterlife. So I get asked that question a lot. So do you have any other, you know, atheist stereotype that you want to discuss?
Yeah, that because there are some atheists, like some people think that atheists are genuinely bad.
Genuinely bad people.
Yeah.
Because?
I don't know, just because
they
don't have a
So if you look at the word godless, you don't have a god, right?
Yeah.
So we're godless.
Yeah.
If you look at the word godless in the dictionary, I would bet you that it's not going to be a good thing.
Yeah.
It's going to be associated with evil, you know, bad things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's probably one of the reasons why I actually want to tell people that I'm an atheist. It's because I want to break the stereotype. I want to show them that I'm a good parent. But at least I like to think I'm a good parent. I'm a good employee. I'm a good friend. I'm a good neighbor.
Well, the
neighbor part with all the loud music. Yeah. That's debatable. But I try to be a good neighbor. And but I don't have a God.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the only difference. So I don't think that I need a God
to know what's right. Yeah.
To know what's right and know what's wrong and to be a good person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so there.
Young fart, old fart.
All right, for this segment, we want to talk about, you know, coming out
as an atheist.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're gonna talk about coming out as an atheist to in the workplace and in school,
yeah.
Because you know, you're still going to school and I'm already in the workplace.
Yeah.
So before we share our experience, we want to warn you, okay, we have a disclaimer. If you're an atheist or you're a closeted atheist, mm-hmm. you know, and people don't know about it, we are not encouraging you to come out because experiences may vary.
Yeah.
Experiences results may vary. In fact, you know, if you still live with your parents right now,
yeah.
and you're a kid, and you're, or not a kid, or even you're a teenager, because yeah. very rare that, you know, if you're a kid and you're an atheist, it's probably because you have parents.
who are atheists.
But if you're a teenager and you still live with your parents, you know, you're still going to school and you're still dependent with your parents, I actually discourage you from coming out because yeah. you know the consequences might be not favorable for you, especially if you have religious parents.
Yeah.
But we just want to, you know, share with you how it's been for us. The reason why I try to tell people, or well, I tell people that I'm an atheist is because two things. The first one is that I want people to know that I'm an atheist so that I may be proven wrong. You know, not like necessarily to debate. I'm still a young atheist. I've only become an atheist in the last 4 years. So I consider myself still in my infancy stages. So I want people to ask me questions about atheism. It makes me, you know, I want to build my case. So if they tell me something that stumps me, I do a research on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one. The second one is that I want to also, like I said, promote positive atheism, but more so, I don't want to lie about it. You know, I don't want hiding it. You know, it's like, you know, like Spider-Man, you know, he couldn't tell, what's the, Mary Jane? He couldn't tell Mary Jane that he was Spider-Man. The relationship got complicated. I'm more like Iron Man, you know, like, you know, I'm like more Tony Stark. Iron Man, baby. Anyway, so I'm more like that. You know, I want people to know that I'm an atheist because I don't want to hide it. So there. So we're going to share with you our experiences. So let's start with you. Okay, and then we'll go to me because mine's more boring. So you, so did you plan to tell people that you're an atheist in the classroom? So you're in what? You're in
seventh grade.
That's like what? First year high school.
Something like that.
So what did you tell people?
No, I only started telling my close friends, but one of my really, really close friends didn't like it. So I told her that I converted back. Because I didn't want to...
What do you mean converted back?
Because she said that, oh, I'm not sure I can hang out with you.
And oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm, okay. Yeah. So one of your friends found out that you were an atheist.
Yeah, that was when I was in third grade.
And then...
She's... I don't know. We were friends after a while. And then when we went to sixth grade, she didn't really hang out with us anymore. But
was it
then,
because of your atheism, though?
I don't think so. But I just got scared because we've been friends for
maybe it was like
the
death
years.
Metal.
I don't know.
Was it listening to the death metal that really turned them off? Anyway, so...
And then when I was in sixth grade, I started telling my... because I didn't want to start with my killing off my friends, so my acquaintances.
No, you didn't want to like cutting off.
Yeah.
You. Not kill them. Yeah, like, no. We just talked about positive atheism.
Not
killing. Wrong term.
Like, I'm sorry.
Okay. Didn't want to diminish your friends list. Yeah.
So I told my seatmate, hey, what would you think of a person that believes in God and doesn't believe in God? I mean, and she said, I don't know. And then she said, okay, because I don't believe in God. And then she said, okay, I don't care, and started coloring or whatever because we were doing something then.
Yeah, but those are your true friends.
Yeah.
You know, the people who do accept you for who you are. So basically, does your class know?
My entire class knows because there was an instance once where we were talking about religion during one of our subjects, and they were talking about atheists, and I felt offended because this was the guy who was really nice to me, and he asked
the teacher.
Me, yeah, no, he was one of our classmates.
Mm-hmm.
The teacher just happened to bring out atheists, and then this guy, he's a really, really good friend of mine, but he said something that really... He said that atheists are the root of all evil. And I'm like, And then people started patting my back because people know that I'm an atheist, but okay. He does not. But said, it's okay, you're not evil. Then
we know that you're a good person.
Yeah, and then when the teacher really didn't want to accept what I was saying, the girl behind me said that, no, it's okay, he's really religious, it's fine. And then people were saying, it's all right, Brian.
Yeah, then they said that. Okay, that's cool then.
Yeah.
So your friends know, and you also happen to study in an exclusive Catholic school,
very
right?
Catholic
very
school.
Catholic school in Alabang. But for me,
in the workplace,
I basically told people. In my first company, I practically came out when I started asking questions about God and religion and stuff like that. And they were actually cool with it.
Yeah.
In the second company that I went to, I introduced myself actually as an
hello,
atheist.
Can I have the mic for the floor for just a second?
No. I actually introduced myself as an atheist and people were cool about it. And now in my new company, I'm the token atheist actually in our department. Mm-hmm. And again, people really don't mind. So I think it's all about how you carry yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't really think about myself as an atheist as often. I think about myself as an atheist as often as I think about myself being Asian. So that's how often, which is like not a lot. Nothing has actually changed about, you know, how I talk to people, how I see people. But like I said a while ago, my worldview just doesn't involve a God.
And now it's time for Brian and Jenny Recommends.
So for Brian and Jenny Recommends, if you've been listening to the show and hopefully you're not yet offended.
Yeah.
If you made it this far, it probably means that you're not yet offended. Not offended. We want to share with you recommend to you some of the resources that helped us, you know, understand atheism better. One thing that I would want to recommend is, first one is Google.
Google.
I read somewhere that, you know, the internet is where religion comes to die, you know, because
yes.
All the information. I think if there was internet earlier in my life, and I would have been an atheist much sooner.
Yeah.
So all of the resources are there in the internet. All of the books that you want to read, you can get soft copies of your books. You know, there's e-readers right now. A good book that I could probably recommend is Atheist Universe by I forgot the author. So can you look up the author?
Yeah, the author is David Mills.
Atheist Universe it's a good book to start with if you want to do your research.
Yeah.
And other good books are, you know, The God Delusion by Richard Dawkins. It's a classic favorite among atheists as well. God is Not Great by Christopher Hitchens.
Yeah.
Do you have any book recommendations?
If you really want a book that tells you about religion and is funny, I would recommend the book God Hates You, Hate Him Back by C.J. Wurleman.
I have that in my reader as well, but I haven't like really completely started reading it. So there are a lot of good books. Also, you could reach out to a lot of other atheists online. There's the Filipino Freethinkers.
Yeah.
You could reach out to them as well. Who else? There are a lot of atheist communities you could reach out to, and you could ask questions and things like that. Also, I could recommend cool podcast. There are two podcasts that I could recommend apart from ours. The first one is The Atheist Experience. It's a show based in Austin, Texas. It's cool because it's a call-in show, and theists actually call in the show. Christians call in the show, and they ask questions basically, and the host would answer their questions.
Yeah.
So it's a very informative show actually. The second one that I could recommend, and this is more for the adults because, you know, it's not really for children.
Yeah.
But they'll want to check it out after hearing it. But one of my favorite also is Cognitive Dissonance.
Yeah.
So I love that show. They talk about religion, politics, skepticism, things like that. And they're like really hilarious as well.
Yeah.
So you could check that out.
And then, what else? Well, you know, we're not a support group, but if you do have questions about atheism that Brian and I could actually help you out with, feel free to contact us.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, I we understand what it's like being an atheist in a very religious country.
Yeah.
Not everybody's completely open about atheism yet. Just yet.
Your feedback is important to Brian and Jenny. Well, sort of.
All right. So, as of this episode, we have a total of 128 likes. And lo and behold, we actually have messages this time to read. Like, messages from actual people who listened.
Yeah.
So, we're going to read a few of them for you guys.
Okay.
So, first one is from Francis. He said, he loves the show. He loves the young fart, old fart bit.
Yeah.
I gave a smiley emoticon. And he also said that Mike Unson thumbs up. He agrees with us that Mike Unson is funny. Then we have another one from Chris. He said, you may want to also upload an MP3 version of this somewhere. I listen to my netcasts. I don't know what a netcast is. It's like when you break your arm and you listen to a netcast. I don't know. I listen to my netcasts this way, save them all on my phone, and then listen to it while commuting to work. I tried using the podcast apps before, but went back to doing it the old way. Old habits, I guess. Episode 1, just added your show on my weekly list.
Hey, so cool.
That's cool. So thank you, Chris. But you can download an MP3 version of this. You can go to growingupoptional.podomatic.com and there you can stream our podcast episodes, or you can even download it from there. So if you want to, that it's uploaded there. Also, more messages here. We want to thank Mike Unson and the Mean Jays for sharing our episode. So we got, I think, a couple of the new likes because of those two. So thank you very much for that. For our last message, Brian, do you want to read this last one?
It's from Kevin. He said, I don't share your atheistic worldview, but I thoroughly enjoyed listening to your podcast. Brian, for someone so young, you display an uncommon grasp of music. You are both really good together and complement one another well. Brian, when you mentioned you enjoy listening to Maroon 5, I just lost it. Ha ha ha. I sounded like a robot. Never. I was answering the question about what current bands you listen to, and I thought the same thing. Looking forward to hearing more from you too.
So that's really nice. I don't know who Kevin is. That was our first random, you know, listener. He cared enough to actually, you know, post it in the Facebook wall. So thank you so much, Kevin, for listening.
Yeah.
And for your lovely comments. So please tell your friends about our show, you know, and also send us a message.
Yeah.
So if you want to look us up, you can go to Google and search Growing Up Optional, the podcast. And then we're also on Facebook, you know, search the title of the same show. We're also in Podomatic. You can go to growingupoptional.podomatic.com. That's where our media feed is actually hosted. And if you want to send us a message, you can go to Facebook. You can leave us a message there.
Yeah.
And then if you want to send us an email, what's our email address, Brian?
GrowingUpOptional, that's one word, @gmail.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So please, you know, give us comments or feedback about the show. And if we like your comments, we will read them on the show. Yeah. If there's anything that, you know, we can do to make the show, and, you know, Brian's going to hate me for saying this, to make the, because she's a grammar Nazi, to make it more awesomer. More awesomer, right? Brian and me. No, what's the right one? Brian and me. Just tell Brian and me. She's foaming in the mouth right now. Also, we are in iTunes. If you have an iPhone, people don't know this. A lot of people, I just found out, don't know this. If you have an iPhone, it has automatically an iPod player. So just right there, just search for our podcast, Growing Up Optional, and if it comes up, click on the subscribe button and the universe will do the rest.
Yeah.
If you're on Android, if you're one of those cool people
who uses an Android
phone or a smartphone, you can download a podcast player. One that I could recommend is the Podcast Republic. I use that. I personally use that. It's very user-friendly. Just search for our podcast, and again, you could just add it up and then subscribe. If you're in iTunes, we would really appreciate it if you subscribe and you comment, and you could also write a review.
Yeah.
So please help us promote the show. You know, when we did this, we didn't, you know, we have no plans of becoming famous. You know?
Yeah.
Or, you know, getting a whole lot of subscribers.
Mm-hmm. But then why did we print 500 t-shirts?
No, that's just for just in case, you know. Just in case, you know. But yeah, we didn't do this. We didn't plan this to become famous. So we're really just having fun. We just figured, you know, we have a lot of conversations that we do offline. And we figured, you know, we could record it and have fun with it. So we're really, really stoked about having more than the likes that we actually anticipated. And we didn't really even expect that we would get listeners and get, you know, all these cool messages. So we really do thank you a lot.
Unfortunately, all good things must come to an end.
So I think that concludes episode 3.
Yeah.
So we're an actual podcast right now. We have three episodes.
So that's it for now. This has been Ryan.
And this has been Jenny.
Saying that growing old is inevitable.
But growing up will always be optional.
All right.
Bye.
Bye for now.
Bye for now. Thanks. Bye. Subscribe. Bye. Share us to your friends.
Or else.
We will come to you with our Satan music.